Arizona State University's campus helped transform downtown Phoenix. Today, it is home to nearly 12,000 students, and the campus is continuing to grow. And ASU President Michael Crow says the downtown campus is only halfway to its goal. So what does the future of ASU's downtown hold for both the university and the city? Rachel Leingang with the Arizona Republic wrote about this as part of a new series on downtown Phoenix, and she joins us now. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So let's start with exactly how big the downtown Phoenix campus of ASU is already right now.
Probably bigger than you think.
Right.
They have a few dozen buildings, 32 to be exact. They have space in at least 32, and 2.7 million square feet just in that area. And it expands from, they have space in the warehouse district all the way up into what you know as the campus and a little bit north of that as well.
Okay. And what are Michael Crow's plans exactly for this? What did he tell you?
He sees a full downtown thriving campus, probably akin to what Tempe looks like, more in size.
Wow.
And then the big idea would be spanning the downtown campus up to where the art museum is and kind of having a walkable area from the campus all the way up there so that people, when they come to Phoenix, would be able to walk through this downtown area for a whole day.
Wow.
And stop and do all sorts of different things along the way.
Did he give you any specifics on, like, what programs he wants to move there, what projects, how many students, things like that?
Well, I know for certain they're building a new dorm. That should be happening soon, and that's been kind of a pain point. There hasn't been enough housing for students at the downtown campus, and a lot of people who have lived in that area have complained that they've been priced out because students are competing with them for apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen kind of an apartment boom that relates to the students being there. So this new dorm should probably help with some of that. And then they have plans for another science building, possibly a central plant, and a lot more classroom space down there, maybe for the arts, maybe a more centralized area for Herberger, things like that, that feel like they'd fit in downtown. Those are the sorts of things that are, you know, being contemplated.
Yeah. So I know when ASU's downtown campus was sort of created, when it was incepted, I guess, this idea of the campus was very ingrained in the idea of revitalizing downtown, which you've been looking into in this big project. Tell us a little bit about how much it has shaped things.
So I think it's safe to say that without the university, the speed at which the revitalization happened and possibly the entire thing at all may not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So taxpayers decided that they were willing to pay for this downtown campus. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it's worked. We have a lot more people downtown now. There's a lot more restaurants. It doesn't close at 5 p.m. and everyone goes home. There's a sense of nightlife and things going on that didn't exist, you know, a decade ago, maybe, you know, even 30 years ago. So things have really rapidly kind of changed down there. And other cities now are coming in to look at what downtown Phoenix has done with the university as a partner in that, because that's atypical. Usually there is some sort of public investment in downtown revitalization projects, but it's not usually, you know, a full urban campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Orlando has come here and looked at what ASU has done and is trying to do the same thing there.
Hmm.
So it's a new model that could perhaps work in other places.
Yeah. And so Michael Crow sounds like as he's looking toward future plans for the downtown campus, he's really also thinking about how this will shape the city, it sounds like, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think his idea is that we're halfway there.
Right.
So if they have 32 buildings now, what would that be in the 60s? I mean, it would be a very large space that the city would have to work with and likely would welcome. They've been very welcoming of ASU downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as different as it is now from when ASU wasn't there, if we can imagine 50% more of that, I'm sure it looks like something that we can't quite understand at this point.
Yeah, you think 20,000 new students, you're like, where do they go? But I'm guessing this means building up, right?
Right. That would be my guess. There's not a whole lot of vacant lots left that we found in reporting this out. So there's not as much, you know, empty space as there used to be.
Yeah. Okay. So any timeline then going forward?
He said yesterday would be good, which sounds like a very Michael Crow thing to say. But I would guess, you know, in the next decade, as it's been, about a decade since the Cronkite School was built down there. So in the next decade, I'm sure there'll be a lot more change as well.
All right. That's Rachel Leingang with the Arizona Republic. Rachel, thanks so much.
Thank you.